My name is Jerry Butler, and the name of the website is addisonsdisease.net.
Jerry, first of all, not a lot of people have heard of Addison's disease. What is it?
First of all, thank you so much for having me. Addison's disease is basically when the adrenal glands cease to function. And the way I came to find out I had it was when they told me I had it at the time of diagnosis.
What was happening to your body to let you know that something was wrong?
Basically, for me, my Addison's, the onset of it was very insidious. I was feeling poorly, and my doctor sent me for a blood gas test at the hospital. And as I tried to take a sample, I turned blue and went into a hypovolemic shock. They got me into the ER, then ICU, and over the next couple of weeks, I was tested from head to toe for everything from bad heart, colon, infectious diseases like malaria, because I had worked in over 30 countries, many in the developing world. Slowly, I got better, but left with no answers and just knew deep down that something was very wrong inside of me. Over the next year plus, I would get sick often and faint on occasion. I had to stop going to the gym, basically prepare myself for not a good outcome and the real prospect of death. My diet had changed to salty foods and drink. I would eat entire jars of pickles by the jar, including drinking the brine. I would drink V8 by the quart, Gatorade. I tried to feel better and would at times, but slowly I felt like something was taking place in my body. I was fighting back as best I could, but I didn't know what was wrong other than I felt like my time was short. I remember fainting at my parents' house, which upset me as I didn't want them to worry about me. Things got worse. Then one night at home alone, I went to sleep early because I wasn't feeling well, and I woke vomiting profusely, made it to the bathroom, albeit too late, and next thing I knew, I remember coming to on the floor. Obviously, I fainted again. I decided if I stayed there, I would die, so I decided to crawl back into the bedroom, and I had some Gatorade by the bed, and I knew I'd better drink that to try to stay conscious, and then I called 911. The crew came and got me out, and I was prepared to die, but praying to survive, and I asked the lady doctor there, you know, what was going on, trying to get a handle on everything as best as I could in my crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, we're doing everything we can. Not really the answer I was looking for, but...
Wow.
And I proceeded to throw up on her, which is...
Nice.
Very embarrassing. But I was sick, and...
Oh, my.
Not a good situation. Eventually, in their care, I was diagnosed. And at that time, I never even heard of the disease until I was diagnosed by a brilliant doctor who, just by divine providence, had heard of it earlier in his career. And after being totally bedridden for quite a while, I was given life-saving IV steroids and was able to get out of bed in 2 hours, much to everyone's amazement, especially mine. So that's it. That's how I came to be introduced to Addison's disease. And then they told me that I would have to take steroids for the rest of my life. My adrenal glands were totally dead, ceased to function, and it was permanent and incurable, but treatable. So that's basically it.
How are you doing today?
Today I'm doing very well, thank you. This coming August, I will be 10 years without having had a crisis. I had one crisis since diagnosis from a middle ear infection that got out of control and one that I didn't know I had. But through proper management of the disease, I've come to know that there are certain things to watch out for, certain things to be careful of, certain warning signs to watch out for it so you don't push your body so far that you run into a problem.
What are those?
One thing, you have to be a really good friend to your body. You have to take extremely good care of yourself. And as far as the middle ear infection that got out of control, one thing I have to be very careful of is I have to always dry out my head. In other words, you know, with cold or, you know, a flu or allergies or anything like that, anytime I get any kind of congestion, I have to just make sure it's dried out so I don't get infected.
Wow.
And I should be careful with...
I guess you can't get run down. You can't,
No.
Really drive yourself to the point of exhaustion.
But you'd be surprised. There's a lot you can do. I mean, I walk nearly every weekday. I walk, and I do some biking. I'm going to go back to the gym a little bit. But you have to, basically, it's a commitment to live a stress-free lifestyle as best as possible in this day and age, which is nearly impossible.
Well, what did the doctors tell you? Do they know how or why you got this, or don't we know?
No, my diagnosis is primary idiopathic Addison's disease, complete adrenal insufficiency. And they haven't a clue. No idea how it happened.
Well, how did you come to invent this website?
Basically, there was no way for people to talk to each other that had this disease, and that's why I created it. I felt the need for people to need to be able to talk and speak with one another about this disease, in support of one another, and also to exchange valuable firsthand information that they can take to their doctor to improve their own wellness.
Are you on any meds now?
Yes. I'll be on steroids for the rest of my life. I take a drug called Cortef. C-O-R-T-E-F.
And have you found relief with that? Wow. Do you find a relief with that?
Well, it keeps me alive. Without it, the prognosis would be poor. Back in the old days, Addison's disease was diagnosed mostly post-mortem, and was caused mostly by TB.
But you don't have any clue as to how you got it.
I have no clue. I see where you're going. You're going into the whole adrenal fatigue type of thing.
Yes.
Well, I could say that is it. For me, my Addison's is incurable, but it's treatable. The notion that stress and environment causes Addison's disease or adrenal fatigue is something that would require years of scientific research. I've been at this for 10 years. And, for example, if stress and environment plays a role, then why are we not seeing thousands of veterans returning home with the disease? They are stressed probably more than anybody, any group that I can think of. And they're also exposed to all kinds of agents like depleted uranium, toxic agents, you name it.
And goodness knows what else.
Just about anything. Mm-hmm. Anything they can dream up of. I've had a lot of, don't get me wrong, I've had a lot of stress in my life, including being struck by lightning many years ago.
Oh, my goodness.
My Addison's is idiopathic. My focus today is remaining at peace with my Addison's and living the best as I can with the disease and helping as many people as I can.
Well, tell me, so you created your Addison's disease website how long ago, and can you tell me any stories about it?
Yeah, it was created on January 1st, 2002, and we're almost 10 years old. This coming New Year's Day will be our 10th birthday. The members of Addison's disease are overwhelmed with the site, overwhelmed with the quality and level of support that they receive, the quality of the information, the usability of the information, and many doctors are also overwhelmed, too, that they have access to that. Basically, through addisonsdisease.net, doctors have access to the largest knowledge base of patient experience in the world through our members.
And
hundreds of years of personal first-hand experience at a member's and a doctor's disposal. And this can and has translated into not only an improved doctor-patient relationship, but also improved wellness.
And once again, give us the web address for your website.
It's addisonsdisease.net.
Jerry, you wanted to add a few things before we come to a close.
Okay. The most amazing thing to me is that the discovery and treatment of Addison's disease has been characterized by some as one of medicine's greatest achievements, because nowhere can a patient come so close to death and make such a meaningful recovery with proper treatment. And for me, my life expectancy is expected to be normal. The last thing I'd like to say is that on behalf of all the members of AddisonsDisease.net here in the United States and around the world, I want to thank you for this opportunity to discuss and bring awareness to this rare and often misunderstood disease. I would also like you to know, and CBS as well, that you may well make a meaningful impact in someone's life who is struggling with the disease if they find us through your program. I would also like to wish you and your listeners the very best.